Something Interesting by Sumangal Haldar. Something on someone's social connect status intrigued me to ponder on a word which finds its importance at the topmost level for many. A little flower has started to bloom, and it is beautiful in its own way. Being beautiful is an ever-achieving target for many, and many are those who spent a lot in sticking to this ever-distancing mission. In the world of dictionaries, we can find some meaning to this beautiful word. 1. The quality which gives pleasure to the senses. 2. The quality or aggregate of qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses or pleasurably exalts the mind or spirit. And 3. The quality present in a thing or person that gives intense pleasure or deep satisfaction to the mind, whether arising from sensory manifestations as shape, color, sound, etc., a meaningful design or pattern, or something else as a personality in which high spiritual qualities are manifest. Three examples must have clarified by now the topic for today's blog titled Something Interesting. And interestingly, all the dictionaries consulted have given a second explanation of the word beauty and have unanimously related it to woman, a beautiful woman, etc. All agree that it is a quality that gives pleasure to the senses in some way or the other. Some explain it is nothing animate but exists in the eyes of the beholder. This makes it more complicated as it, in a way, negates the idea to be existing altogether. A person spending so much to achieve beauty is told that it cannot be achieved by him. Rather, it lies somewhere else, in someone else's eyes. So, to achieve this, one starts searching what others' eyes finds beautiful, and that becomes beauty for him. To know what is beauty in some thousand or more pair of eyes, and then to adhere to that is something very tough. I don't know exactly whether being attractive is being beautiful. Sometimes we term people attractive or beautiful because most of the other people think so. And why would these people think so? Well, I feel it is the outcome of their extended perception ambit, which has been created by the sensory organs, by the society, by the family in which they live, by the culture to which they belong, and of late, their social networking family. All these, in due course of time, create the perception ambit, and later individuality is engulfed by this perception ambit to the extent where individuality dies and perception remains. We cannot annihilate this dominant perception, but one thing we can try and do, and that is keep our individuality alive. That will stop many from participating in this vain race of being beautiful when all things are actually beautiful. A little flower has started to bloom, and it's beautiful in its own way.